Norman.
Hey, hey, all right, everybody. Welcome to Unsolicited.
Yeah, I'm hey, I love that intro music you got going
that's
on there.
That's right, get it. Get in it, live in it, love it.
Yeah.
Right, this is your boy, Dave Dinsmore. I'm here, as always, with my good friend, Alex Maglione, engineer extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Hey,
we've been killing it recently, boy. What, you and I?
Dude.
Hey, don't beat us, I'm telling you, we've been killing it.
They don't even know, you know what
they
I mean?
Don't.
Like it has just been constant, which
they've
is
they've been
blessing.
Seeing maybe our little bit of our social media. If anybody you guys follow my Instagram, I've been posting some late night sessions at Omni. So
man,
Dave and I have been burning the midnight oil down there.
It's a blessing and a curse, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you get to work and you get to work with music. I mean, it's always a blessing, and we're always so happy to be doing it. But man, some of those late nights, you know, when we're doing vocal comps at 1 a.m. and things, you know, those are. Those are still fun, but man, it gets challenging, especially when we've been doing as much as we've been doing. I mean, it's just kind of been back to back to back.
It's a grind, yeah.
It is, man. It is. But man, I wanna bring something to your attention, and I really want you to be a part of this conversation because you know it's something that I have had on the back burner for quite some time, and you've had on the back burner for quite some time. And so I think this needs to be a two-headed dragon here for sure. And that is, I want to talk about, you know, whenever we have something on the podcast, you know, just keep in mind that Alex and I have seen a lot of this stuff for years before we even started a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So some of our tolerance might be lower than other people, because we've dealt with many, 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 many years of seeing some things that we kind of go, okay, this is universally a problem and we need to address it. You know what I mean? And I want to address my opinions on it. And I know Alex wants to address his opinions on it. So today's Unsolicited is going to be on the topic of an artist bio. Okay. A band artist. What are you putting out on social media, on Spotify? What are you saying about yourself? Okay. And I think, Alex, the majority of people are just doing this wrong. You know, I mean, I think I think part of it is because I came up, you know, in sort of the 90s, you know, with rock and roll and bands and things like that. And there was a time when you needed the headshot, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And the resume and like the mixtape and the press package and all that kind of stuff, real neat and buttoned up, you know, for the music scene. And I think when we've shifted now to so much self-promotion and there's so much social media that you can do for yourself, that some of this stuff is, I feel like people are still writing bios from the 90s. you know what I mean? Like, and so I feel like there are some tips that I can give people and some things that I have seen, especially.
Good. I'm glad you're bringing tips. Cool.
Well, and especially stuff that I've seen recently, you know what I mean? So I don't want to just be all doom and gloom. Don't do this, don't do this. But I want to just have some overlying themes. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so, you know, I guess, you know, to kick us off the right here, you know, people can smell bullshit pretty quick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think the general population might come in with a little bit of skepticism. And so when we kind of, you know, hear things that are, they smell like a load of crap, you know, we immediately, even if it's not, even if it's meant very genuinely, I think we all kind of lump it into that, or at least.
Oh, and you call it. Yeah. I mean, you'll call it. You'll be like, oh,
okay. All right. You know, yeah. you're kind of sighing inwardly as you're reading something. You're like, okay. You know, I mean, you know, with rugged good looks and an amazing new incendiary sound, you know, I mean, these kinds of things are, it's just very contrived, and I'm seeing a lot of it. I'm seeing a lot of different things, but you know, I'll start with kind of just, you know, maybe some of the stuff that I think maybe will help people, right? And you know, see what you think of this. So I think my first tip maybe is to say, people need to be themselves, right? And they don't have to oversell. Mm-hmm. I think that right there, follow that rule. Just be who you are. And don't oversell. And again, a lot of this stuff I am 100% guilty of when I was an artist. One of my first albums, I did a photo shoot on my dad's motorcycle. And I couldn't ride a motorcycle. and so here I am at 18, and I look incredibly young for my age, even to this day. So I looked 14 on a huge Harley, and it looks ridiculous. It looks ridiculous. Okay. So I'm not saying that anybody doing this stuff, I've done it. Okay. So that wasn't who I was. And I think it read pretty obviously to people that that's not who that dude is. It doesn't even look normal. You know what I mean? So I think right off the bat, you just need to be yourself. I mean, be, you know, unequivocally who you are, whoever that person is, be it. Don't become a movie poster of who you think other people want you to be, or that that will sell units. Because back in the day, maybe so. You know, you wanted to be in the Seattle grunge scene. You needed long hair. You needed to have the flannel. You know, there were some kind of rules, right? I'm really feeling like in the new kind of context that we have with artistry now, you need to be unique. You need to be yourself. You don't need to, you know, be this sort of like pressed thing anymore. Have to have this, you know, yearbook photo-esque kind of photo shoot. So be, you know, be yourself, you know, and don't oversell. God, Alex, how many times have we seen people oversell stuff and oversell as in like, you know, I've had 40 million, you know, plays on social media. Now they don't list what social media, right? Mm-hmm. They don't tell you where that source is coming from, but Alex and I pretty quickly can go check some of the major kind of things that you're linked to. And if you're getting a few thousand there, that number doesn't add up at all.
Right.
So where are you getting that number? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and so it immediately puts us off as industry guys who go, you're not telling the truth. So once I have that seed sown, I start looking at other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, okay, maybe after that, you know, they're like won many awards.
Right.
Yeah. Or
what award?
Or, you know, listen, reference only mainstream sources. All right. Like if you, you know, if you have, you know, if you're charting on Billboard or something like that, absolutely. You should reference that as opposed to I was featured on Stream Music Weekly magazine. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
Like no one knows. I mean, that might be a legit publication. I don't even know. I'm just saying I made that up. But I mean, you know, if how many times have we seen a bio where it's like, you know, I was, you know, the voted the best singer, you know, from this publication or this source. And you and I are like, have you ever heard of
right.
that? And I'm
right.
like, I don't know if that's real.
Right.
You know, because there are so many people and so many artists looking to get ahead and to make themselves seem like they've got a lot more plays than they need to. And I get that there's some gamesmanship here. All right. Like I get that, you know, when you're undiscovered, you're trying to do everything you can, but I think it really hurts you. And it has on the podcast. Alex called somebody out, you know, I think the first year we did it, where it's kind of like, you know, hey, I'm going to get on you. You know, if you're going to say that I'm the best music, you know, that there's ever been made, I'm an amazing vocalist. I've sold 4 million records. Mm-hmm. And then we put on the track and it doesn't live up to that.
Right.
Even if let's even give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's say all that's true. If the music doesn't match, he and I both are just like, there's no way. That doesn't make any sense. Like you are also setting yourself up, right?
Yeah. I mean, oh yeah. Yeah. You're setting yourself up for sure.
You're saying like, okay, you know, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this and I'm that. And then we play the music. We'll know right off the bat. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. This is good. I mean, I can maybe, you know, I don't even have to look it up. Maybe those numbers are right. I mean, you know, we don't go through every single one and like try to make sure you're, you know, quality control and, you know, your numbers, but at the same time, it's in the music. Don't oversell because you're only making it that much harder to impress the people in the industry. You know, that's a big one. I've seen a lot of that. But you know, other things like, you know, I think I mentioned like be unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stand out from the rest and of the
that's
crowd.
Easy to do right now. I hate to say it, but it's
you'd
easy
think,
to do.
You I would mean, think.
I would put that almost above, you know, like what you said, you know, I mean, social media right now, you can just tell somebody you're, and I've told you this, Dave, people don't carry around business cards anymore. You, when you meet somebody, you ask for their Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So like I should be able to go to an artist's Instagram and learn a few things about who they are, what they like, maybe some influences, maybe their fashion, you know, maybe where you can find them, you know, that type of thing. And I feel like we've also seen, you know, not to take this over, but when we've seen,
no, artists, please go for it.
Artists who have a certain sound even, and then you go to, and it's the opposite. You go to their social media or you can't find them.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if this needs to be another one or if we should just mix it into this, but we've almost seen that, I would say, you know, 1 in 3 times that we see a bad bio, you know,
yeah.
On the times where we don't see a bad bio, some other time we'll
it's the absence. I still lump that into bad bio. That's the absence of information. That is just as bad as having one with a poorly written or badly, you know, composed bio. That's the absence of information entirely.
Yeah. So that's again, and I think turnoff is the word for that. You know, as an industry professional, somebody on the inside, like, who's looking to see or find who's next, or be impressed by an artist, or to even just become a fan of somebody, you know, those two things go hand in hand. You know, if you go and you read a bio and it's like what Dave said, I mean, it's, you know, it's got every adjective in the book about what you are and how you sound and that type of thing. Or, you know, you find a song and then you go and you can't find them on social media. It's like, okay, well, how am I supposed to be a fan of you? You know, and I'll take this outside. This is a music podcast, but I'll take it outside of this. You know, there's, you know, me and my girlfriend will turn on sports, you know, and we'll watch sports, and, you know, you see a rookie athlete or a college athlete, and you really like their game, and you maybe see some personality from them on the sideline or in a, you know, kind of a cutaway shot or whatever. And you're like, oh, I kind of like this person. And you go and look for their Instagram, and it's private. Or they don't have one, and you're like, well, maybe I don't want to be a fan of this person because I literally can't follow them except for Sunday afternoon when I see them for the 3 hours of their football game. You know what I mean? Like that is also very annoying and is a turnoff, and you're not capturing all that you can capture from, you know, if you're trying to become somebody, you know.
Well, and it's also, you know, you ever have the ones where you're trying to find it, and you know, like, what do you expect people to be a computer hacker to be able to find these things, this information?
Right.
It needs to be easy and easily digestible. It needs to be both, you know. And I think you're also speaking to, again, I think some of the change that I'm mentioning in the beginning, which is like how to stand out from the rest, you know, be unique. Also, kind of mentions, you know, at the same time, what are people looking for? You know, I would say as an industry guy, I'm not looking for you to impress me with your resume. At this point, I'm looking for more like facts. Okay. So if you have impressive facts, I definitely want to hear those. But more about, like Alex said, you know, we're in the social media era now where people want to know more personal things about you than just, you know, has been singing a really long time, and his goal, you know, things like this. My music that connects. I want to make music that connects with other people. Can you name a single artist that doesn't want that to happen? I mean, you're saying it like it's something that has never been uttered before, and every single one that I read, it basically has this in it. I want my music to connect with people. Or something to the effect of like, you know, oh, this is a style no one's ever so unique. I want a tour of the world one day. I mean, it almost is a cookie cutter stamp and deliver kind of answer. And that doesn't interest me. That doesn't make you stand out. You're not being unique. You're not showing your different side. What I'd rather know is I was originally born in Texas and then I moved to Vermont. You know, that's actual factual information that is interesting to me. That's what's going to connect you with other people. That
tells you a little bit about somebody. That's the thing too. I mean, like, leave some things to the imagination. Like, even with just that, from here, grew up there, you know, blah blah blah. Like, even that is a little more at least interesting, honest, quote unquote unique.
Paint who you are. Yeah.
And, you know, and it makes people ask questions. It makes people become, you know, they want to inquire more information. Oh, they're from Texas and grew up in Vermont. Like, that's how did you get from one place to another? Oh,
right.
Those are two different types of people. Or like, instantly you have things that you want to know more about them or whatever. I can't tell you the amount of times that we've went through bios and it starts off with exactly what you said, like unique style and
incendiary. Yeah, amazing.
And literally, as I'm reading those paragraphs, I literally skip down. I go blah 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 because that's I don't even read those things anymore because we've seen it a billion times. And again, we are not just talking, we're not just venting from what we've seen from doing this podcast. I mean, this is in our everyday lives. We've been seeing stuff like this for years and years and years now. But that's literally my reaction when I start seeing those things, and I read those things, I go blah blah blah, and I look for more, something that's more tangible.
Yeah,
because it
doesn't play well.
it's like a formulated, like, you know, it's almost like, you know what it is? It's almost like, from what I've been hearing about, ChatGTP. Have you heard mm-hmm. of that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You AI can actually writing. Yeah. Like, you could actually go on there and be like, for example, like Denny Hamlin,
type me a bio.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like Denny Hamlin is an accomplished NASCAR driver, and he, on his podcast, did it live on his podcast. He like ChatGPT'd himself, and it's like, Denny Hamlin is a renowned NASCAR driver, came up from the short track ranks, and blah blah blah. And it's like, and exactly, you see what I just did there? Like, blah blah blah. Like, that's how you feel when you hear it, because it's a very generic robot created yeah. type of yeah. deal, you know? And I feel
it's
like
very
that's
resume.
What we're typing to see. Yeah, that's what we're seeing.
I mean, who likes to read resumes? I mean, as I, you know, when I was, you know, GM at Sound Kitchen, I mean, like, mm-hmm. I got all these hundreds of resumes. I hated reading resumes because it was all the same person with a different name. You know what I mean? It was yeah. the same stuff over and over again. And so what finally would catch yeah. my eye would be something
different. We couldn't
wait
to get them in front of us, too.
You know, there'd be somebody, oh, hey, whoa, check this out. You know, this is something different. I mean, I really think there's something now a lot to be said for stand out from the rest of the crowd, and do not fall into the generic. I mean, I'm telling you, that sort of like, I want my music to connect with people. If you can't say that, I mean, if everyone feels the exact same way as you, even if you really, really truly believe that and that's your goal, but if everyone else has the same goal, you're not telling me anything. That tells me nothing about you. I now know nothing about you, because guess what? Every artist who writes music and performs wants to connect with people. That's why it's called performing. That's why you're writing music, is to connect. I mean, is there an artist out there that's like, I want to write a bunch of music that doesn't connect with anyone? No. I mean, it's you see what I'm saying? Like, it makes me sick to my stomach, because I really feel like it's a very genuine statement. I think they're very genuinely and very earnestly, I really want to connect with people. That's great, but so does everybody. So that tells me nothing about you. I learn nothing. If I read your whole bio and I learn nothing about you personally, then it really wasn't a good bio.
I'll tell you what. Well, and the opposite side of things is, I am about to go into a session with someone who is the opposite of that. I don't know anything about, and I mean this, I don't mean this in like a scary way, but I don't know anything about this artist I'm about to work with. But I know that she's had some social media success, you know, on various platforms. I know that she's been on reality TV. So I'm just... on just knowing those things, I'm like excited, or I'm intrigued to see what this is going to be like. Mm-hmm. I genuinely don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know if she's going to be good or bad, but I'm interested because of those things. Now, if it was exactly what we are talking about now, if she, you know, had come to me and said the, you know, oh yeah, I write music and I want to connect with people, and you know, I feel like I sound, you know, a little bit, you know, unique. It's not so much this, but it's also not so much this, but I'm influenced by so-and-so. And so we've heard that a billion times, you know what I mean? So I think that's the difference right there, is give me something I can actually latch onto, is something that's intriguing, not just some sort of like, open up the thesaurus and find words that describe you that other people aren't using, you know, like, come
right,
on.
Right. Find new and amazing, you know, ways to phrase how great you are. I mean, it really doesn't play well. And you know what, that kind of leads me to my next thought, dude, is how great you are. You know, again, it comes into different times. There was a time when you needed to, again, have this sort of like 80s glam shot. Have you ever seen old 80s glamour shots and how ridiculous they look now? Well, it's because authenticity is important today. You know, with social media came a lot more open looks at people. And I think, to me, humble plays way better than any perceived arrogance. And I say perceived because, like, you may not, you know, you may not be trying to be, you know, you're not trying to be arrogant, but at the same time, I find the humble kind of nature to be more appealing than someone who's going to tell me how great they are in a bio.
Well, I tell you what, it's a tightrope too right now. It's a tightrope because I've brought her up before on this podcast, and I saw her, I've seen her live now once or twice, and kind of had my perspective change. But Lainey Wilson was one of those ones for me. Like, I initially was like, this is just a chick with a big butt, wears a big hat, flashy clothes, big old Southern country accent, you know, and is, you know, getting a little bit of social media and TV and blah, blah, blah. But can she sing? Is she authentic? And blah, blah, blah. And eventually it did get, you know, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I respect this chick and she can sing. And, you know, she had an honest.
And it was authentic.
Yeah. You know? And it had an honest come up and it was authentic. But there's a fine line there too of, like you said, that glam shot. When you say that, I think of, you remember like when you go, and this is funny because this is my experience with those 80s glam shot or esque. When you play Guitar Hero and you select your guitar player, like all of how those characters look, those are the glam. Like that's like, oh, that guy's cool. Oh, this guy's cool. Oh, you know, like they all have this look and that's how you judge them, you know? And like, that's totally what you're talking about with that 80s glam type of deal. Like you had to have that type of thing. Nowadays, I think it's more of like, I want to know who you are, you know, and like we started off saying, where you're from, like, give me some content, not like, oh, like I said, not adjectives and what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just think ultimately humble plays better than arrogant, you know what I mean? I think you can still, and it's a fine line, but you know, I think you can definitely be confident and I think you can definitely label yourself and post your accomplishments in a way that doesn't come across as sort of like, you know, this sort of I'm God's gift to music. You know, I think
as long as it's factual,
be really careful. I think you've got to be careful.
As long as it's factual, there's no issues with that type of deal. You know what I mean? Like you said, if you're coming with you know, like you said, accolades, if that's kind of one of your you know, one of your ways, you know, to kind of garner recognition or whatever, then it better be factual. And I'm speaking again, I'm not blowing smoke because I'm speaking from experience. I'm somebody who some of that type of stuff is how I get some of the clients I have. Some of the clients I get go to my website or find my bio or credits and like what they see, but it's all factual. Like anything you see is factual. Grammy nomination, that's real. Like Dove Award, that's real. However many millions and millions of YouTube view videos I've been a part of, that's all real stuff. Like as long as it's factual, because again, there are the people and I'm fine with it. Like go and add up those numbers and you'll be like, oh damn, like yeah, he has worked with, like has all those videos he has linked or is talking about have that many views, or yes, he was on those projects that were had those awards or whatever. Like that's all fine. If like Dave said at the top of this, we've seen artists and also on the technical side, engineers and producers who are like, oh yeah, I've won, you know, various awards and nominations. It's like, okay, like that shouldn't sell anything because it doesn't tell you anything about what they were awarded for or nominated for. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. And it's a big red flag for me. I mean, it goes for engineers as well.
Like you said, you can smell BS when you're
it's
around
like
it.
Award winner. Okay. I mean, I can award myself 20 awards right now and not mm-hmm. name them. I mean, you know, yeah, okay, I'm a 20-time award winner. You know what? Well, what award? Well, my mom loves me. That's one award I got. You know, I mean, it's too easy to kind of, I think, kind of flub the numbers on that. And so I think it's important to be accurate. And again, not to say that you can't say what you are and what you think yourself to be, but just find a way to do it humbly. Mm-hmm. You know, and listen, the whole thing, lastly, I mean, honestly, it should be fun. I think there should be humor to it. You know, the last thing I like to see is somebody who's taking themselves way too seriously. You know what I mean? Like you get one of those bios or you get one of those artists where you see that they're trying so damn mm-hmm. hard to be this kind of like, you know, image. You know, you can tell whether they gave themselves that image or, which I think is typically most of the time that's where it comes from. But mm-hmm. I mean, even if in the situations where there's an AR person who's basically saying you need to be this, and it so clearly is not who you are.
I mean, we just had an artist who had a bio almost identical to everything that we're describing right now, which is a little crazy, but it should show you how extreme it does get. But had a bio that had all of the adjectives and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And at the bottom of it, it said written by, and it was the artist.
It's the artist's name.
So it's like, that just,
you wrote this about yourself.
Right. That's a terrible look. If you're writing all of that type of thing about
yourself.
Dude,
You know, this is why if you go
at the very least, don't put that like written by myself. Like,
no, no, no. And listen, if you're going to do that, like I'll just say right now, if you go to my website, you're going to see basically some of that stuff is like, you know, I like to do this. It's all about me saying, you know, this is who I think I am.
Right.
This is the area I like to be. And this is who I've worked with. It's clearly me writing it. I'm not trying to write in some weird third person when it's me, you know? So, you know, but then if I am going to do that, something like that, I go to my artist and I say, hey, write a little something about me, whatever you want, you know, just write something. And then that's the authentic stuff. That's the stuff where, you know, you can be like, oh, he was an amazing producer, blah, 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 blah. Well, that was their experience. And so I don't find that to be any sort of like outrageous, braggy kind of a thing. I, and Alex knows this, I have a hard time, you know, really talking a lot about what all I have done. And sometimes I tend to be a little too mum about, you know, like about the things that I have accomplished and the things that I have worked on, because it doesn't really matter that much to me. Pedigree definitely does not. I said this recently in a session with Alex. I just don't like it. I'm not comfortable with it, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't like people who are solely fixed on, you know, the who have you worked with kind of thing. You know, rather should be working on like, you know, are you the match for me? I think is the better question. But if you go look at my website, I mean, I talk about myself, but I put myself going, yeah, I like this. I, or, you know, this is about me. And then let other people talk about me. That's kind of a better way to do it. I really, really don't like it. And it's a big turnoff for me when I have somebody with that sort of like ironed freaking look, jean shorts in the water, front, middle of the cover, just blatantly, you know, all your face, you know, in a skimpy outfit or a, you know, guy shirtless with his muscles and his tattoos. And then a bio that just basically says, you know, that you have reinvented the wheel when it comes to music and that you have 8 billion plays. And there's more than the population of the country you're claiming you have plays in. And then I turn the music on and it's a solid 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That you can't fool that anymore. You can't be in that kind of delusion land. I think with the dawning of social media, man, I just think you are much more accountable for the image that you put forward being more authentic. And this sort of like still from, I look at it from the 80s and 90s, you know, pouty faced people looking in 8 different directions and standing on train tracks. You know, if you're doing that now, I'm telling you, that was one of my first warning signs. Yeah. Where's the train tracks? It's got to be on there. How many people do you know stand on train tracks? I mean, it doesn't even make sense. It just became this sort of look.
That's a good point.
That people freaking loved. And I saw it over and over and over. And listen, if the music is phenomenal, I don't give a crap if you're standing on, you know, train tracks and, you know, say you're the best thing. Because guess what? You're backing it up with the music.
Mm-hmm.
But you're setting yourself up for it. That had better be phenomenal.
Right.
Because
right.
the image you're putting out front is an immediate, ugh, ugh. The whole album is their face. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like just the whole thing is just them, you know, because let's be honest, you know, you recorded the album, you worked with an engineer, you probably worked with a producer. Even if you did most of it yourself, you probably hired some session guys. You got a, you know, buddy of yours to play guitar. You didn't make that entirely typically, unless you're Prince and some of these other people, you know, I mean, most of that you got help from other people. So it really irks me when I see things where it's kind of like I did, you know, it portrays this image of this is 100% me doing everything. And it's like, that's not true. You know, let your entity, let your brand be what it is. Let it be a humble, fun, you know, humorous. If you can do it, make it light. It doesn't have to be this sort of like manifesto from some ancient religion.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be that serious. And I think it did. I think it did back in the day. And that's why I wanted to bring this up. I wanted to talk about bios. Like you said, it goes even beyond bios. I mean, it really goes beyond, you know, because it's talking about imaging, press packaging, and, you know, social media and all that kind of thing, because that's really what the bio is turning into, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there, you know, there used to be a day you went to AR and you gave them a sheet of paper and a tape and a mixtape and your band looking 4 different directions on a train tracks in black and white. And that was how they judged you. Well, now, if they hear something they like, where's the first place they're going to go?
Social media.
They're going to go to your social media. And what's one of the first things that you're putting out there? A photo and a bio.
Mm-hmm.
Or some kind of information. And as Alex brought up, having no information is almost worse than having bad bias.
Yes.
Because how many times
that's
have
frustrating.
I said, we'll start Boy. A show and I'll be like, hey, Alex. Yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm like, so, I found this information, and, you know, he said, where'd you find that? I was like, well, okay. I had to go to their 14-year-old SoundCloud to find even a shred of information about who this person is, even though they have a Spotify, they have a title, they have a YouTube channel, but I found it on this source. Isn't that weird that you have
and it was under a different name.
Yes. Oh, that's another one. Yes. This person has changed their name, or this project has a different band name than the actual band, but they're still the same people, just now doing a different project.
So they actually go by this now.
Right. Yeah. But the singer now wants to be called this name. So it's this band with this name, even though that's not her real name. And this is not the band's name that's on the social media. It gets freaking confusing.
Yeah.
So there's just a little bit, man. You know, we could
don't
go on and on
hard.
And on.
That's the thing. Don't make it hard. You know, like that's the main thing. Do not make it hard. You know, if people are going to go
right there.
I'll be perfectly honest with y'all. I am messing around a little bit with the description of our podcast here, because I've read some things and it made sense to me after I read it, where it said, you know, in the description of the podcast, don't say, you know, don't spell out what the podcast is about. Or if the podcast title is this, don't like basically make a more wordy title of the title. So that just goes kind of hand in hand with that type of thing. You know, you don't tell people what the music is supposed to sound like, because again, like they said, I mean, it's a setup. It better sound, you know, that to a T, to it on a 10, you know, or if it doesn't, it's automatically getting pushed aside, you know.
Maybe leave
a little bit of that to the imagination. Or
yeah,
you know, I've had two artists recently on TikTok that I've found their music from their TikTok. I should make it three artists actually that I've found their content. I'm like, yo, this dude is on his game with his social media content, and the music that I hear in the social media content is on point. So let me go check this dude out. Let me see if this song sounds like that. Let me check out his other stuff. That type of thing. I would much rather do that. I mean, if you were to line up 10 bios and make me pick, you know, three songs out of those 10 bios. No doubt.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's that old adage of like, you know, if you're going to do a cover, it had better be as good or completely different from the original.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's the same kind of a theory. It's like, you know, if you're going to say certain things, you have got to back it up. It has got to be actually weighty. It's got to have meaning. And so, you know, anything that you do, anything you write, can't, like you said, just be a re-description of what you've already said. I mean, like, really say something. Really find who you are. Find out what people find interesting about you. And then say that. Rather than sitting on the music is going to evoke notes of, you know, I mean, like, it's like you're sit down at a fancy restaurant, and it's like, you know, oh, this is going to be a pan fried chicken with a garlic aioli and a radiki sauce and a smoke bag. And I'm like, what? And you get it and it's basically smoked chicken. And you're like, all right, you know, come on. You know, when you go to that level, there is some pretentiousness that is just implied in the description.
There needs to be a payoff. There needs to be a payoff.
And listen, if it's amazing, then I'm like, oh, dang, that radicchio sauce was on point.
Exactly.
And you're in. But if somebody rolls out and it's Popeyes on my plate, I'm like, what? You know, really? Like this was.
And nine times out of 10, that's how it is.
Yeah,
Nine times out of 10, that's how it is. Like we'll see these bios and it's like blah, 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 blah. And guess how the music turns out? Blah, 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 blah. Like it's not anything special, you know? So don't waste your time like with these big words and adjectives describing your music. Please don't do that.
And like, long. You don't need it to be fucking, you're freaking, you know, like eight, eight paragraphs long.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like it doesn't need to be 85 paragraphs long. It can be just a short little, you know, snippet about who you are.
Because nobody wants to, like nobody, that's the thing. Again, and this is Dave and I just literally giving you a straight opinion. Like nobody wants, in this again, this social media era, this generation, whatever we're in now, X or Z or whatever, like nobody's going to want to spend more than 15 seconds max, I would guess, reading a bio about you. If your bio is going to take 3 minutes to read or 2 minutes to read, you're going to get somebody who gets to the middle paragraph and is like, let me skip down and like, what else can I find about them? Where's their Instagram? Where's their, you
I
know,
hear it. I want to hear the music.
I can't tell you the amount of artists recently that I have looked at on Spotify and I skip over their bio completely and scroll to the bottom and look for their Instagram. I mean, that is literally my formula. New artist, boom, go to their Spotify page and try and find their Instagram. That's the first thing I do. I want to see what they are like. Like, show me how you are as a living human being. Yeah, what are you doing? Are you playing a live show? Do you have a video of you singing? Do you like? That's how I do
it. Are there fans? You know, do you actually have?
Yeah, how many followers do you have? Exactly.
Yeah, because those numbers, you know, they can be contrived on, you know, a lot of different areas. But I mean, you know, for the most part, that pretty much is a real indication of exactly how you're doing, you know. And so I don't like you said, I mean, I think we've kind of gotten to the point where it's like, you know, just skip over that. It's not necessary. I don't even believe it anyways. That's just the cover art.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yep. To you. And now with so much of this stuff, man, where you know what people are drinking, you know what they're eating, you know what bars they go to, you know what you know, sports they go to. I mean, that is what people relate to, you know, and if they like you and they like your music, you know, it's going to be obvious when you're authentic. Just don't be this weird sort of dude on a Harley who clearly can't ride a Harley. You know what I mean? Like, don't be that guy who's standing in the wind with the coat flapping behind him on the train tracks. You know, it just, that stuff is so contrived. So I hope you got some information out of that.
Yeah, rant over.
Yeah, because he and I could go on and on and on. We've just seen so many examples.
All the examples, right?
But hopefully, again, this gets to somebody who's kind of, you know, in this position. And listen, don't be arrogant. You know, if you have something that's well established out right now, don't be afraid to go back and take another look at it and go back and look and be like, you know, okay, you know, this doesn't seem to be an area where it was hurting me, you know, but really take a look at it and go, is this representing who I am? And if it's not, reexamine it, change it.
Trim the edges. You know, if you are one of those people and you've got like, you know, four sentences worth of, you know, I write about, you know, this or my
sense, my memory, you know,
blah,
and
blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Then just shave three. If you have four sentences like that, shave three of them away. Pick one sentence and don't put that one sentence where you have to have five commas in it, you know, but have one sentence that says, you know, you're influenced by, you know, a certain era or, you know, your music is vibey, you know, just let it be one little thing and then let the music speak for itself, you know, and
100%
have the links to your social media and, you know, videos and that type of thing. And let that speak. Trust me. The people who care the most they want that stuff more than they want, you know, a 10-page bio about, you know, everything that you've been through in your life that's led you to put this music out. You know, they will find that out about you if they do become a true fan.
And listen, I'm going to make a disclaimer right now, Alex, a prediction for the future. I have since, you know, when this comes out, this unsolicited, after that, I'm going to be hammering this on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, if you submit something and, you know, I'm seeing it, I'm going to start to be like, okay, I've, you know, go back and listen to that unsolicited. I'm going to start referencing it and being like, listen, you know, this is what I'm talking about. So, you know, if you're going to submit stuff to the show, make sure that you're doing some of this stuff, you know, so that way you don't become on the wrong end of that for me, because I am going to start to really kind of focus on it. You know, we see so much of it. It's like a bad ending. You know, we have now said it so many times that we just have to start calling it out so that you can see it when it happens.
Well,
and then
I'll
the
add
doing too, it, we'll see.
And I'll add too. Yeah. I mean, we've had people even, you know, aside from a bio, we've had people submit songs to us and add that type of stuff. And it's like, man, we like,
yeah,
I don't care. I'm sorry, but I don't care. Like, if I'm asking for a bio, that's, again, like what Dave said, that's where you're from, how long you've been playing or writing, you know, what kind of music do you define yourself as, what genre, rock, country, hip hop, blah, blah, blah. You know, and maybe one something fun fact or something about that. But
I like climbing,
that,
you know, I mean, like, that's what we're looking for. Related, you know, like it's like, yeah, tell us a little bit something personal, you know, something that you enjoy. Oh, I'm into retro video games, whatever it is. Okay. Well, that's something, you know, I love, you know, the North Carolina basketball team. Okay. Well, now we're somewhere, you know,
exactly.
Now it's information that I can kind of wrap my head around. Not, I have an incendiary tone that when I run it through my, you know, it's just any of that stuff gets so horrible, man.
Exactly.
Well, anyways, that was fun, man. Thank you for joining me, guys. That's another unsolicited for you. You know, again, let us know what you're looking for. Let us know if there's anything we can be of help in. You know, I certainly have kind of an open slate for what my unsolicited's are. And if there's some questions that you guys want, you know, just know me and Alex, we're going to give you exactly how we really feel. We're not going to pull any punches. And you can certainly ask us. You can send us stuff, you know, on the Discord, send it to us by email, check out our social media garbage, and reach out. We really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Peace.